USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions of Americans are marking this Memorial Day with far fewer coronavirus restrictions. All 155 cemeteries dedicated to veterans are now open. All 155 cemeteries dedicated to veterans are now open to those fully vaccinated. Over 37 million Americans also hitting the road this holiday. Garrett Townsend with AAA tells Fox News many people are just happy to be able to hit the open road.
We think it's probably up right now because of the fact that it's an enclosed space. So people can be there, they can spend time with their family, perhaps something that they haven't had an opportunity to do for a while. And a road trip gives you an opportunity to do that.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is calling a special session of the legislature to tackle bail reform and election integrity. This is USA Radio News.
Recently, Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump, but promised to review the ban in 6 months. Now, Newsmax wants to know if you think Trump should be back on Facebook. Vote in Newsmax's national poll and let us know your opinion. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. It takes just seconds. Make your voice heard. We'll share poll results with the 30 million people who watch Newsmax TV. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel in America, with great recent guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and so many more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. So vote now in the Newsmax poll on Facebook's Trump ban. Just text NORTH to 39747. Let Newsmax and America know your opinion.
President Biden spending his Memorial Day honoring those who lost their lives in service to the nation. The president telling families that have lost loved ones,
"The day will come when the image of your loved one will bring a smile to your lips before it brings a tear to your eyes."
Biden also laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Former President Donald Trump is accusing President Biden of destroying the United States with his administration's failed border policies. Chad Wolf, who served as acting Secretary of Homeland Security under former President Trump, agrees with his former boss.
"The administration are trying to take a victory lap at the moment, talking about how they're moving migrants, mainly minors, from one government facility to another government facility and saying we've solved the problem and the crisis. And that's anything, they have done anything but that. Solving the crisis is actually trying to stop the illegal behavior."
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Americans are itching to travel again after more than a year of the COVID-19 pandemic lockdowns. Travel to Europe and other regions may take longer to pick up given the murky coronavirus protocols and ongoing restrictions against visiting some countries. Now, if you do plan to travel, you will need to still wear your mask at an airport even if you're fully vaccinated as well while you're on an airplane. As far as why that's necessary, CBS News medical contributor Dr. John LaPook tells CBS This Morning,
"It's basically to protect people who are either unvaccinated or vaccinated, but for some reason they didn't get an adequate immune response to the vaccine. For example, somebody who's immunocompromised. In that scenario, if you're inside of a plane and people aren't wearing masks, if somebody doesn't wear a mask and they're infected, they pose a danger to other people."
CBS News' travel editor Peter Greenberg also has some tips regarding once you arrive at your destination to make sure you're within the guidelines of that city or state.
"Well, first thing, you can always go to the CDC's own website to see what each state is doing, but the reality, Anthony, is that very few states have the resources of the staff to enforce those guidelines, let alone monitor them. We're morphing into an honor system where individual personal responsibility and situational awareness is key. So I'm less concerned about flying to a destination right now than I am about the behavior of the people in that destination."
More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.